Arkansas State University's Moot Court is holding a tournament at Wilson Hall on the ASU campus in Jonesboro. Two teams of two people will compete against 16 other teams from seven other universities in competition that starts tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Dr. Hans Hawker is a Moot team coach and is associate professor of political science at Arkansas State University. He tells what a Moot Court is.
A Moot Court is a simulation of argument before the Supreme Court of the United States. And students will argue a fictitious case. So we come up with, that's why we call it moot. We come up with a fictitious case involving two legal issues that the Supreme Court has never decided. And they can use, students can use about 20 or 22 actual cases to make arguments to the moot Supreme Court to decide in favor of their client. But primarily, students are graded on or judged on their presentation style, the logic of their argument, their ability to use cases, their ability to hold a conversation with the court, not on whether they won the legal issue itself.
He says teams who are involved in moot court competition have case scenarios released to them on the 1st of May, and teams will spend much of the year formulating and improving arguments for the case that can be taken to the competition. He says those cases involve situations U.S. Supreme Court has never heard. He tells what this year's case will be that will be discussed.
Yeah, it's a case involving a man who was a former law school professor who was fired from his job, and he started making money trafficking illegal substances, and so the FBI started tracking his location through his cell phone. So that's the first question, is whether that was an illegal search and seizure. Mm-hmm. When they tracked his location through a cell phone. Once they searched his home, they found evidence that he was attempting to purchase a nuclear device that he intended to detonate in the downtown of a large American city. And so that's domestic terrorism, and the president took custody of this individual and put him in Guantanamo Bay in military custody. So the question there is one that the Supreme Court has never heard before, which is whether the President of the United States can place an American citizen who was captured here in the United States in military custody in Guantanamo Bay and hold him indefinitely because he's a terrorist.
And he says answering questions like that becomes valuable experience for the students who participate in the moot court competitions.
I think it draws together everything we try to teach students here in the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. They must do original research on their own. They have to develop arguments on their own and also while working with a professor. They have to think creatively about the law. They have to write those arguments down and then also find a way to deliver them orally to a very skeptical audience that is peppering them with questions at any point. So it brings together all the elements of critical and creative thinking, synthesizing a body of information, thinking creatively about it, and then expressing that clearly and concisely to an audience.
ASU recently won a moot court tournament at Southern Methodist University. ASU senior history major Nikki Clark of Blytheville and her team partner Bryant Moy of Jacksonville both won at the tournament at SMU and also brought home the two top speaker awards. Clark plans to go on to law school at the University of Missouri after graduation from Arkansas State. She says the moot court experience has helped her get ready for law school.
I have so much that I owe to the team. Public speaking skills, just the connections that I've made at different tournaments. I'm planning to go to law school in Mizzou, and at this last competition, I was put in contact with an alumnus from Mizzou. Just the experience is amazing. Yeah. Because you have practicing attorneys, sitting judges that are telling you that you could actually be practicing law right now, that you're better than some of the attorneys that come before their court. So just hearing that and knowing that you can do this, like it is possible.
Judges for the event usually are students from area law schools, attorneys, and even federal judges have served as judges in the past. He says, she says, the judge's comments and feedback make her feel that she's making the right decision to continue with law school.
We've had a couple law students, but for the most part, it's practicing attorneys and sitting judges that are judging us. And just to hear them say that you can, because it's one thing to hear Dr. Harker say, I believe in you, you can do this. But to hear the Arkansas Supreme Court judge, a federal district judge, tell me that that's one of the best arguments he's ever heard, or the founder of Moot Court to say that he'd given me the highest score that he'd ever given anybody in all his years of judging, it lets me know that, you know, Dr. Harker was right this whole time.
And Dr. Harker invites the public to come on out to the event that starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow for preliminary rounds, and the tournament extends through Saturday. And schools participating in the tournament include Arkansas State, University of North Texas, University of Texas at Dallas, Texas Wesleyan University, Howard Payne University, Hardin-Simmons University, and Stephen F. Austin State University.